Blog Talk Radio.
Let me hear the worshipers! Where's all of my praises? I want everybody around the world to put your hands together because all the praise belongs to God. Here we go.
Yeah.
give the praise. I don't care what you've been through. Just know that praise is bringing you out right now. Nobody can get praise for God tonight. Come on, clap them hands.
Good morning and welcome to Joy and Peace Outreach, where your host is none other than Overseer Sadie Elliott. I am so glad and elated that you have stopped by. This is an exciting topic today. I see my dashboard is just lighting up one after another, and I give God praise for it today. Oh, gracious Father, we thank you for the lesson today. We thank you what you're going to do, what it's going to do to help someone that's listening on the line, on the computer, on the archive, on the iTunes, whatever way they're listening today, dear Heavenly Father. Let this message be able to go out and reach and touch someone, or they be able to tell someone else about this message today. In the blessed name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and thank God. Well, today I'm going to get right on into our topic. Our topic today is, I have loved you with an everlasting love. Hallelujah. You know, though those who love and follow him, Christ live again in the world. God will love us wherever we roam. He will always be waiting for us to come home. God loves us just as much now as he did the day we first met him. Hallelujah. God's love never failed to set us free, to really live. You know, love has the amazing ability to set us free. You know, Jesus modeled this kind of love when he became disfigured for our sakes, to set us free from the disfigmentation of our own sin. Because of him, we have been set free to pursue a new life of righteousness and freedom. Today, our topic is, I have loved you with an everlasting love. And our tag words you will hear throughout the message today is love, freedom, and demonstration. You know, when you think about it, love is used to describe a vast array of emotions and affection. You can say that you love to talk or walk in the park, or that you love your spouse and children, or that you love your country. Three very different concepts all contained in the single English word. However, reading the New Testament speak of love. It is often a very different kind of love from any of these. The original Greek, which is called agape, is a divine form of love that comes directly from God, everlasting love. You know, vastly different from merely human affection, agape love is a type of love that God gives freely out of his grace and mercy to all who are willing to receive it, and for no other reason than because he desires to do so. When you think about it, agape love is a love that he gives selfishly and without any expectation. of receiving anything in return. You know, agape love is a type of love that can be shared with others only if God has filled your heart with it first. My, my, my. You know, God filled our heart with his perfect love, which is the agape love. You know, with all the types of conditional love that come and go among people today, it's difficult to comprehend a type of love that Paul in 1 Corinthians 13 described as patient, kind, not envious, not vain, not puffed up, but one that believes all things, hope all things, endure all things, and never fail. You know, yet this is exactly the kind of love with which God wants to fill you today, to the point where you are overflowing with joy and want to share the same kind of love, that agape love, with everyone around you. You know, real love is God-saving love, everlasting love. You know, God's love for you is real, and so real that God sent Jesus into the world to save you. You know, I'm reminded of John 3:16-18, and the word of God say, God loved the people of this world so much that he gave his only son, so that everyone who has faith in him will have eternal life, never really die. God did not send his son into the world to condemn its people. He sent him to save them. No one who has faith in God's son will be condemned. But everyone who does not have faith in him has already been condemned for not having faith in God's only son. I have loved you with an everlasting love. You know, when I think about that, the grace of our Lord was poured out on me and you abundantly, along with the faith and love that are in Christ Jesus, gives us help, grace, each and every day of our life. He gives us everything we need. He put that love on the inside of us. Are you using that love? He gave you eternal love. You can't help but love. You know, as I was reading through the word of God said, yea, I have loved thee with an everlasting love. Therefore, with loving kindness have I joined thee. You'll find that in Jeremiah 31:13. You know, when you think about love, the Bible reminds us that there are many who have not yet heard God utter those simple three words to them, love and grace. The three word is God, love, and grace. They haven't experienced it in indescribable glory of being released from their sins, forgiven and restored. They don't yet know that Jesus is the best thing that could happen to them, everlasting love. You know, that when you come in and share these three simple words with someone today, God, love, and grace, ask God to show you who he wants to love through you today. Whatever he say to do, you do it. Wherever he send you to go, when he send you, go. Don't stop until you pass along those three simple words to at least one person today. It's a small investment that pays eternal dividend. God loves us more than we can possibly imagine, and he always will. That's that everlasting love. Now, don't forget the three words to give to somebody else today is God, love, and grace. And when you go to telling them about God, love, the love of God he has for us, that everlasting love, and that grace he has bestowed upon each one of us, my. You know, you can't help but say, wait a minute. I know God loves me. I don't care if nobody else don't never tell me they love me, but I know my Heavenly Father loved me. He showed me in so many ways, so many instances, how much he loves me. And all I got to do is just show him and others how much I love. And today, I'm going to ask you this question. Can you love enough? You know, God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. You'll find that in 2 Timothy 1 and 17. You know, God's love is so, also powerful. So powerful, in fact, that it caused God to send his only begotten Son to give his life for our sins. So powerful that God fought to redeem us, his tarnished creation, even before we were aware of our condition. My. So powerful that it has flamed hot throughout the age and will burn just as brightly for all of eternity. So powerful that it pursues us without hesitation, ready to snatch us up out of harm's way. That's that everlasting love. Ah, you know, when you've been loved like that, you will never forget it. You know, someone will tell you, well, I love you. But how much you love me? You know, some people ask. But when God gets, you have that everlasting love. You will never forget that love from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. It transforms you from the inside out. It caused you to do some things you would never have considered doing before. It inspired you to give your all for others without question, without hesitation. Can you just say, can you really love that woman or that man you see standing on the street corner with the sign? Whether they're in need or not, can you find it in your heart to love them? Someone you know that's incarcerated, that just would like to hear a word from the Lord, even by letter or by a card. Do you find it in your heart to have that everlasting love where you can pen a ship, a letter, send a card, send a package, send a PayPal to someone that you really don't know? When you think about it, you will look at TV and you look at all the advertisements that come on TV of all the people and children that's in need, and you feel sympathy, empathy, you feel love. You're sent overseas, but you got a next-door neighbor that got a little boy or girl wanting to go to school, don't have sufficient clothes, don't have shoes to put on their feet, don't have a decent meal. Can you show love to your neighbor next door? God showed us everlasting love. Just think about it. Think about how much people love their pets, their dogs, their cats, their birds, their fish. Do you see how much love they show to them? And just think about how much more and how everlasting love God shows to us. You know, it caused you to do things you would never have considered doing before. It inspired you to give your all for others without question, without hesitation. Are you looking for that kind of powerful love? All you have to do is ask for it, and it's yours. His name is Jesus, and he's been waiting for you all your life. My. I have a caller that have come on the air, a caller from area code 832. Let me bring them on. Good morning, caller. You are now on the air.
Good morning, Minister. This is Minister Janice, And I just want to say very interesting topic about the Lord and his love, his everlasting love. And I just wanted to say that God definitely loves us, and he's empowered us to walk in his love, and that's what he wants for us, to be developed in the love of God.
Yes, ma'am. If you have more to say, go ahead, because this is an open forum, an open show. Just feel free to talk about the everlasting love. And if we have
okay.
other callers that would like to come on and speak after her, feel free to punch one on your keypad, and I will surely bring you in. Go ahead, Minister Parker.
Yes, I just wanted to talk about that that everlasting love, that God love is the strongest force. It's the strongest force, and there's no law against his love, because his love is, it has the superiority. It's the preeminence of his love. This is the highest love there is. And our love is supposed to fashion itself after his, because we know that his love, we have no doubt. So there's an undoubted superiority of his love. So we want to strengthen our love walk. And the Lord has been dealing with me on this very subject of love, and he even challenged me, even with my last name, to remember to walk in those things of love. And just like that everlasting love, the Bible says that the Lord knows, we're known by our love. We're not known by our great faith and able to, you know, do this. We're known by our love. They say they will know us by our love, because we're supposed to be following that everlasting love that he put inside of us, and that's what we're fashioning ourselves off of. So we have to, our love walk has to be the highest expression of our Christ-likeness. So I'm challenging, I challenge everybody on the line to also begin to develop in their love walk. And of course, how we measure how we're growing in our love walk, or how we're developing in our love walk, we will know, because love is so important. Like you said, that everlasting love, that's why it's everlasting, because it is the key to everything. We know without faith it's impossible to please God, but love fuels faith. So if our love walk is weak, then our faith walk is going to be challenged or interrupted or affected. So it all comes down to that love walk. So love is the battery that fuels our faith. And faith is our only way to access everything of God. So we know, Minister, that we have to get our love walk right. So this is a very, just a subject that's really close to my heart. But I'm gonna let someone else talk too. But I just have so much to say on this very topic.
Well, praise the Lord. Minister Park, I am so glad that you came in. You tuned in to the show today. And if you would like to say something else, just stop me if I'm talking, baby, because this is what the show is all about. It's about this topic, having love with an everlasting love. You know, we are supposed to have that love. We tell people that we love them, but do we have that everlasting love like Jesus Christ had for us? Or we are just on the top, say, well, I love you. As soon as your back turned, I'm throwing daggers at yourself. That's not love. Or I'm doing something I shouldn't be doing to you. That's not love. But are you having, when God looked at us, he know all the faults we had. He know our ups and our downs. But he had that everlasting love, that agape
yes.
love toward each and every one of us. And, you know, as I was, you know, thinking, as you was talking, you know, we are looking for that kind of powerful love. All you have to do is ask for it. But anybody that's on the line or would like come to the line or may tell someone else later, you know, it's yours for the asking. His name is Jesus. And he's been waiting for you and me all our life. He hadn't walked away from us. We may have walked away from him, but he never
right.
walked away from us. We have had that constant everlasting love. And you know, you meet some people and they're just so bubbly and joyful, and they say, well, how can you love that person and they've done this and they've saying that? But you say, well, if I'm made in the image of Jesus Christ,
that's
that
right,
he put that love in me. when I was formed in my mother's womb, before I even knew it myself, I came here with that love that he had. So why can't I show love? My, you know, God love is so powerful that it transcends space, time, and it meets us right at the point of our need. Ah, whoo, I just thank God for that topic today. Go right ahead.
Yeah, this is a very interesting topic. So you see what you just said, Minister, like if it's if they're going to know us by our love, and then love is the battery that fuels faith, and we know faith is the only way we access. Without faith, it's impossible to please God, because faith is the way we access the power and authority, and everything in the kingdom is accessed by faith. Like you said, love transcends time and space and all that. And so that's what we do when we get into faith. Faith, we're not bound by the laws of time and matter. All that don't matter when we get into faith. We could bypass that stuff. But in order for us to walk in faith, we got to remember that love is the batteries. Love fuels faith. So if your love walk is weak, you're going to have weak batteries. If you put a batteries in a flashlight, if you don't put no batteries, what kind of power you going to have? No power.
All right.
And if you put strong batteries in, what kind of light you going to have?
Mm-hmm.
You're going to have a bright light. So we have to get our love walk up. So now I think as Christians, our number one objective has got to be developing in the love of God.
Mm-hmm.
We have to develop in the love of God. And in Galatians, I think it's 5:22, it talks about the fruit of the Spirit is love.
Mm-hmm.
It really don't say fruit. It's a fruit of the Spirit of love is love. Mm-hmm. That love and all the other things is really a characteristic of that love.
Mm-hmm.
Love is joy. Love is peace. Love is gentle. Love is long-suffering. Love is goodness. Love is faith. Love is temperance. Love is meekness. Those are characteristics of that love. And that's what we're supposed to be developing in that joy and peace, the name of the ministry, joy and peace. That's what we're supposed to develop in. That's because that's an attribute of that love that we talked about.
Yeah.
So it's very important for us to develop in the God kind of love, that everlasting love. And so we have to develop our love walk, because nothing will work to its fullest potential until we develop in that love.
Mm-hmm.
And we do have a part in it, because it says faith without work is dead. So if we have faith that we can develop in that love, we're going to develop. We got to have the faith. And faith has corresponding action. What is the corresponding action? We know that as believers, we're supposed to believe in the one that Jesus sent. So now we have this corresponding action. When you believe something, you do something that proves you believe it. There's a there's an action behind it. Okay, I believe you, minister. You say I'm gonna give you a $500. Well, I believe you, so I'm gonna come and get it.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be right there. You know, because I had a corresponding action to what I believe. So that is faith. That's living faith, not dead faith. Not saying you believe something. Yeah, I believe in Jesus, but you don't tell nobody about him. I believe in the love of God, but you won't express the love of God. Where is your corresponding action to show me that you really believe what you say?
Mm-hmm.
You see?
Mm-hmm.
So us developing in this love walk is so vital.
Yeah.
It's just so vital for us to do this. We have to remember that love never fails. It's an everlasting love.
Mm-hmm.
So there are things that will fail, right, Minister?
That's right.
Yeah, the Bible said that the stuff going to pass away, prophecy, and all that different stuff is gonna pass away. But we know love, it said love never fails. So nothing can come up against the love of God, that everlasting love, and fail.
Mm-hmm.
So it is so very important that we develop in this love of God. And that means that we have to grow up.
That's right.
We have to grow up. We have to put away childish things.
All right.
So that we can develop in love. We already see that love has a format. Mm-hmm. But so we gotta, for us to grow up, we gotta do things now like mature Christians.
That's right.
I think that's in James to say, count it all joy when stuff come against us.
Mm-hmm.
So it's giving us that patience, giving that opportunity to resist temptation. You know, it's say when
mm-hmm.
when these divers things come up on you, because they come up on you with everything that come up on you, you have an opportunity to practice the love of God.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to make us stronger. And mm-hmm. so we know that to grow up, we got to get in the Word.
That's right.
We got to get on the Word, because the Word of God carries His love. So when we get in the Word, we're getting into God. And as we get into God, the very substance of God begins to rub up on us, and we start becoming more like Him, walking like Him, talking like Him, acting like Him.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, we mm-hmm. want to grow up. So if someone else has something else to say, I don't want to take up the phone.
That's okay.
Because I can talk.
Okay. You know, God would never see you as the rest of the world that does see us. You know, He knows you, and He's loved you before time begun.
Yes.
And He knows you and loves you now. To God, you are and always will be nothing less than a real person that He
That's
has
it.
And will show that everlasting love. You know, real love brings you forgiveness. The Word said, confess your sins to God, who forgives you and take your sins away.
That's
Jesus
right.
told us that God is light and doesn't have any darkness in Him. Now, we are telling you, if we say that we share in life with God and keep on living in the dark, we are lying and not living by the truth. But if we live in the light, as God does, we share in light with each other. And the blood of His Jesus washed all our sins away. And if we say we have not sinned, we are fooling ourselves. And the truth is not in our heart. But if we confess our sins to God, He can always be trusted to forgive us, take our sins away. If we say we have not sinned, we make God a liar, and His message is not in our heart.
That's right.
Here, real love brings you forgiveness. And you know,
yes.
real love offers you new life.
Yes, it does.
Now that you have come to know God's love and forgiveness, you have received new life. That's through that everlasting love. You know, we must love each other. Love comes from God. And when we love others, it shows that we have been given new life.
Mm-hmm.
We are not God's children. And we know Him. God is love. And anyone who doesn't love others have never known Him. You know, God shows His love for us when He sent His only Son into the world.
Yes.
To give us life.
Yes.
You know, real love is not our love for God, but His love for us.
That's
and,
right.
Know,
That's right.
Son, you know, God sent His Son to be the sacrifice for which our sins are forgiven.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, since God loves us this way, we must love each other. We must have that everlasting love. And, you know, real love fills your heart when you got that everlasting love. You count on God's love. You receive Jesus as your Savior. Then you tell others about Him. You know, no one has ever seen God, they say, but if we love each other, God lives in us. And
His
love is truly in our heart.
Mm.
You know, God has given us His Spirit. That is how we know that we are one with Him, just as He is one with us.
That's right.
You know, God sent His Son to be the Savior of the world. We saw His Son and now tell others about Him. We see that love, that freedom, and that demonstration.
Mm.
You know, God stays one with everyone who openly say that Jesus is the Son of God.
Thank you,
That's how we stay one with God. And are sure that God loves us. You know, and as I'm coming almost to a close, real love leads you to love others when you got real love.
That's
because
right.
God loves you. You are free to respond by loving God and each other. You know, God is love. And if we keep on loving others, we will stay one in our hearts with God. He will stay one with us. And if we truly love others, live as Christ did in this world, we won't be worried about the day of judgment.
Right.
And real love for others will chase those worries away. That's when we got
That's
everlasting
right.
love. You know, the
My
thought
God.
Of being pushed, punished is what makes us afraid. It shows that we have not really learned to love.
My God.
We love because God loved us first. But if we say
That's
we
right.
love God and don't love each other, we are liars. You know? And he can't tell have a liar tarry in his kingdom. You
That's
know,
right.
we cannot see God. So how can we love God if we don't love the people we can see every day?
Every day. That's the worst thing.
Yeah. And you know, two commandments that God has given us all is love God and love each other. That's
One
what
another.
He wants us
yes.
to do.
Yes.
He wants us
yes.
to love each other.
Yes.
Have that love, that compassion for one another. You know, so
That's
many
it.
People. Oh, you have something to say, Minister Parker?
No, I'm just agreeing with you.
Okay.
I mean, I'm just enjoying this. This is so wonderful. It's this topic on love. And you just said a mouthful when you said that, you know, we can't say that we love God that we haven't seen and we don't love our brothers and sisters every day. You know, that's wonderful. And we do have to grow up. We have to put away childish things. I think in James, he said, when I was a child, I behaved as a child, I talked as a child. He's talking about, like, when he was living in his fleshly ways. But when we got saved again and we embraced the love of God and the love of God was shown in our hearts by the Holy Spirit, now we're supposed to be acting different. Because now we got the spirit of love living inside of us. So we're supposed to be influenced by that love that's in us. So now we shouldn't be talking the same as we talked before we got saved. We shouldn't be walking the same. We should be doing what the Bible says, loving one another.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to grow up in the spirit of love. And now, you know, we're not walking after the flesh or carnal appetites. Now we're not cussing and doing the stuff that we used to do. Now we're walking in love, the love of God. That means that we're maturing, because the love anointing is for mature people.
Mm-hmm.
They will get, because they got to know us by love, but we got to grow up in order to express that love. We got to put away the childish things of the flesh, the appetites, and we got to stay in the Word and study the Word, because the Word carries the power of God and carries the love of God. And the more we stay in the Word, the more we become like him, because it's the word that perfects the soul. The spirit, of course, is already perfected, but the soul has to work out its salvation day by day by being washed of bad habits that we had before the regeneration of salvation. So I just love this topic. This has been a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful topic, and I'm just so glad that you are being a proper steward and steward in this show and doing what God tell you to do has been a blessing.
Well, thank you so much. I give God the praise, you know, and I got about 5 or 6 minutes, and I'm going to close us out with this. You know, did you know that you was chosen by God? A lot of people don't realize that. To shine as a light in this world,
thank
he
you,
has
Jesus.
Given you and I his love, which is that everlasting love. His power and his word, not only to bless my life and your life, but others, to be able to bless others. He has entrusted you and I with the honor of representing him while you live this life. And, you know, God desired that we all go forward and make disciples for Christ. He loves the unbeliever just as much as he loves you. But
yes, he
needs someone to accept the mission of telling the world of his love. Will you tell them, those that's on the line today, truly there's a lot of love in your heart to give. The reason is because the love of God lives inside of you. Try telling someone of the love of Jesus today, wherever you may go. It just might be the very thing that will bless that day, or perhaps much more, their eternity.
Thank
you know,
Jesus.
When you think about it, God loves the unbeliever, just
yes,
as
he
loves you and I. You know, a lot of people feel that God don't love them because they're not in the family of God or did I. God loves each one of us. He has
yes,
no pickers or choosers. And you know, God love offer you eternal life. Now you belong
yes.
to God who gives you eternal life.
Thank you,
we know that Jesus Christ, the Son of God, has come and has shown us the true God. And because of Jesus, we know, belonging to the true God who give us eternal life, we can't help but have love, that everlasting love that God had given to each and every one of us. And I thank God today on love. You know, God's love is as manifest in Jesus, and he wants us to demonstrate it to the world on his behalf.
My God.
Ah, thank you, Jesus. When you think about it, do you know of someone in your neighborhood who is lonely today? Reach out with friendship. Is it someone struggling with an illness? Some soup or offer to pray. We showing everlasting love, you all. If you're looking, you will see that there are needs all around you, just in your neighborhood. You don't even have to go across town. And each time you respond, you are showing the world what it means to love.
Yes.
Today, let God love be manifest in you, just as it is in Jesus today. And that was our topic today. I have loved you with an everlasting love. Let's
Amen.
Show that love that God have given to us. And on our closing, would anyone like to say something?
I just want to say I enjoyed it so much, and I thank you for actually inviting me, and I'm glad that I do know about the program now, so I'll definitely be getting on more. So thank you kindly. I've enjoyed myself thoroughly, and I'll tell others about it as well.
Well, praise the Lord. Just pass that number on them, and we come on Wednesday at 10 o'clock.
Okay.
And I change time. Sometimes I change the – today I did 45 minutes. Sometimes I do an hour. It all depends on what the topic is about and how extensive I may have, you know, have it what God have given me. But I knew today – to have you love with an everlasting love. And if we had more love in the world today with the people that would show love, we wouldn't have as much chaos going on. But people have really stopped loving one another. They really don't know how to have love anymore. Not everybody, but some people. And if we could just show one or two people a day that everlasting love, show them what love is all about. People think, as you know, it's all about being a billionaire, millionaire. We would like to be that, but we can show love and may not have two nickels in our pocket to rub together. But if we show that genuine, everlasting love, I just think if love would start hitting every city right now in the United States.
Yes, wow.
From the White House to the outhouse, just everywhere.
Yes.
Just think about it. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Well, I want to thank all of my guests that came on. The line lit up from all parts of the country today. Everybody just listened today. And I thank you, Minister Parker, for coming on today and sharing with us what God has given you also on this topic. And stay tuned. We'll be having some more exciting topics that will be going on. When I finish this one, I'll be setting up another one for next Wednesday, and the Lord stay the same. So until next week, I want each one of y'all to be blessed, and I'm going to close us out with a prayer. Oh, gracious Father, we thank you for the broadcast today. We thank you, dear Heavenly Father, that it would touch homes and lives everywhere around this country, dear Heavenly Father, because Blog Talk go all the way around the world, not just here in Texas or in Houston, but we thank you for everyone that came on today, dear Heavenly Father. We thank you for all of those that will come on in the future. We thank you for those that will listen in the archives, dear Heavenly Father, and will go back and listen to some of the older service and tapes that we have done previous on this program. God, we say thank you. We thank you for that everlasting love that you had for us, dear Heavenly Father. We give you the praise and we give you the glory. You modeled this kind of love, dear Heavenly Father, when you became disfigured for our sake. And God, we say thank you today.
Thank
in
you,
the
Jesus.
Blessed name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and thank
Amen.
God.
Amen.
Amen.
Well, thank you, Lord. Well,
praise
see you
the
next
Lord.
Time, Minister.
All righty.
Thank
see you next week. All righty
okay.
then. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.